is Primetime Sports, News Radio WGNS Murfreesboro on FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSradio.com, on our smartphone apps, and always at the game. It's Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees, Screen Printing and Embroidery, home of Raider Tees. For all things MTSU, think Raider Tees first. Tonight, get an in-depth look at what's been going on in sports and a look ahead at the week to come. Let's get it started by joining the Primetime Sports team for tonight's show here on News Radio WGNS.
Well, it's another hour of football follies. John Dingens, Brian Barrett, Steve Luker in the house, and our prodigal son has returned, Clark Blair.
It's good to be back.
We missed you last week. And he's all decked out in Blue Raider outfit. Brian, I'm just it looks like an Ideas Tees to me.
Maybe orange undergarments, but we don't want to see.
Yeah, I know.
Most people who were wearing orange were, not wearing maybe as much of it this week.
Well, we're going to get a complete UT report. You know, we used to have those back in the day.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, and we're going to get a complete UT report. It seems like on this show there's always a UT guy on it. So we're even though he's wearing Blue Raider stuff, we're going to give a report on that thrilling victory in overtime over Appalachian State. And I think they've dropped, Clark, I think they've dropped four spots or something in the...
Plus four, plus one.
Wow.
Yeah. Like 17.
Humble pie. They
needed
it.
17.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is they won.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. And all the UT fans can at least breathe a sigh of relief.
Well, all the UT fans who were, in June and July crowning the Vols SEC East champions had probably watched the weekend of football and are maybe a little worried about the Bulldogs of Georgia, too, down the road. Maybe even the Florida Gators down the road.
Crimson Tide of Alabama.
Well, maybe even the scout team. It's pretty bad.
Well, Clark, just tell us briefly, just give us a little synopsis of the game. I didn't even watch the game because I came from here and kind of got into other things, but Twitter blew up. I mean, just Twitter, so you didn't really have to watch the game. You could just hear the comments, and some of them weren't nice, but... How was it? You were down there and basking in the sun, and
it was a lovely evening till kickoff.
Yeah,
and it was just I've seen better middle school games.
Wow,
What was it? The offense never got in sync. Was it the play calling? I mean, Dobbs is going to have to carry the ball more.
He's obviously going to carry the ball more. There's been a, like you said, Twitter.
Yeah.
Internet, everybody's all over, but they were so vanilla. I think they truly thought they could just line up and run the ball right down their throats and not show anything and not do anything special right now. But Appalachian State they came to play.
They were. I think that was the game plan, wasn't it? To run it, just run it down their throat, and they thought they could do it. And the offensive line struggled, didn't they? I mean,
they just ran by us like we were standing still. It was awful. I mean, Dobbs didn't have a chance to throw. Yeah. Didn't have a chance to run. They were on top of him as soon as they hiked the ball. And I'm like, put Jack Jones in. Come on. If they can't block, find somebody that can. Jack can block.
I agree. It was amazing to watch. I caught myself flipping between that one and the Vandy, South Carolina game. Back and forth after the show last week.
Wow, that must have been an exciting night for you.
Well,
flipping back and forth with those two games.
The Vandy South Carolina game was close.
Yeah.
I mean, but talking about anemic, I mean, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting year in the SEC East. Georgia looked the best out of the teams of the East to me after the opening weekend. But now there's a lot of football to play. Chubb is for real.
He's the real deal.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about the Vanderbilt game, we were sitting there. Derek Mason says, we're not going to change quarterbacks. We're sticking with Shermer. He's going to be our man. And what, they had a 10-0 lead? Out he goes.
Yeah.
And kind of changed the momentum a little bit on that game, too.
Well, they lost any momentum they had after that and couldn't get anything done. And now they're going platooning. And I don't know. It's just not.
I was really hoping they would win because – you always want the team you're playing the next week to come off a win, not a loss.
Right.
I think it's a little bit of disadvantage for middle, but man, did Stock still, he was like putting up pinball numbers.
Yeah, I mean, he's talking about the real deal now. He's mm-hmm. he's been the real deal everywhere he's gone. So I don't know. But they want Tennessee won, so they're still undefeated.
We woke up. I told my son, I said, look, we woke up 1-0. Yeah. That's all that matters.
And maybe the coaching staff woke up a little bit, too.
We're going to wake up 0-1 by the weekend.
And we got to talk about that Bristol game, you know, too, that's coming up. So that's going to be kind of a weird test, too. You
it
know?
Is.
So they've kind of opened themselves up. Let's talk a little bit about Ideas Tees, our sponsor of our program tonight. And, Brian, of course, this is a great time for Ideas Tees. You can find any kind of MTSU paraphernalia, anything you want, shirts, hats, sunglasses, you know, you've got purses. I mean, they've got it all.
Well, here's a big breaking news alert. Uh-oh. With Raider Tees.
Do we need news?
You ready
news,
for
do
this?
Do we need a newsliner? You know, something?
Go ahead. You can do
no,
it.
I don't want to do
okay.
that.
you know, normally they offer discounts when the Raiders play at home.
Yeah.
But they're not playing at home this week.
Right.
However, it's just a short drive up the road to Nashville. So, 25% discount tomorrow and Saturday at Raider Tees. Normally they don't offer this type of discount when the Raiders play away, but since it's just up the road in Nashville, it's like playing a home game. So you can get 25% discount tomorrow, 8-5, and then Saturday, 9-1. And we're talking about Raider tees, hats, ponchos. I think you're going to need a poncho on Saturday.
Might, yeah.
When you go to the game. So they've got all of that type of gear. Any of your tailgating needs, they can certainly take care of that as well. The Tennessee star, you know, that's on the flag, that has become a real popular thing with Tennessee collegiate sports. Well, they have one that's in the royal blue of MTSU, so you can take a look at that. And they've got all types of things, shirts, hats, you name it, they have it over at Raider Tees. Where are they? 910 Ridgely Road, just turn off Broad Street between Chewy's and Chili's. If you're coming from the Smyrna area on Broad toward Murfreesboro, right before you hit the construction past Jackson Heights, turn right on Ridgely and you'll find Ideas Tees. Of course, they can do screen printing, embroidery, and more for your specialty items, too, for your church group, organization, sports team, and whatnot. So stop on in.
Luker, they have khaki hats, too.
I was going to say, does that blue come in a khaki hat?
Yeah.
With well, the blue Tennessee
got, yes.
flag?
Yeah,
they sure does.
And they've got middle blue. They've got all kinds of
you know, it's the Tennessee state yeah. flag's TriStar, yeah. mm-hmm. But you've seen it in orange yeah. in some places. Well, they have it in the blue of its original, but royal blue, it's really sharp on shirts, too.
Well, the best thing about Ideas Tee, I'm going to talk about, you can spend as much money on a shirt as you would like there.
Right.
I mean,
sure.
they have their price range goes from my price range that I can afford up
$4,
to John Dinkins.
$4 to, I mean, you know, $150.
Yeah, it yeah. depends on what you want, and it's all good stuff. I mean, I bought several shirts there, but, you know.
Well, that's a testimonial.
It is a testimonial.
Yeah. Well, right. if most places that you go, if you have a sports team's logo on it, you're going to get charged out the ears for that stuff. And, yeah. I mean, you can get very nice, you know, polos or t-shirts or whatnot, and you're not going to pay any more than you would for just a regular
nope,
polo shirt.
Exactly.
You know, so good deals out there.
But well, hey, Saturday's game may be a home game based on ticket sales.
Oh, I
yeah.
Well, I got to tell you a little story. I don't know where you all were, but I was at the last one.
At Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
I saw both of those.
And come to think of it, I think it might have rained a little bit that night. Not much, but
I was there with you.
No, well, you know. No.
Your brother was there.
Yeah, well, I don't know where you were. Were you behind me? Were you sitting with me?
Well, I made an impression.
I don't remember that. Did you go with me?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
You're too busy cheering.
Jay Cutler was quarterbacking, and Middle led the whole game just about.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, Cutler woke up out of his coma, and they had the ball about the 4-yard line, I think Vanderbilt's own 4-yard line, with about 2 minutes left. He marches them down the field like it was nothing. I mean, just picking them apart. And I'm like going, all right, yeah, you know, Cutler's going to do it right here. Because they had a chance to have a pretty good year. It was, you know, I don't know if that was the year they beat Tennessee or not. It may have been the next year. But Cutler goes driving down the field, and they got like a 30-yard field goal. Boom, missed it. You know.
Where is he now?
Cutler?
Yeah.
He's with the Bears.
Is he still with the Bears?
Yeah, he's with the Bears.
Yeah.
Had a pretty good year last year, actually. You know, he's got married, got a kid now.
Yeah, I knew so he was with the Bears. I didn't know. I thought they traded him.
He was strange at Vanderbilt. He had a strange career. I think his last game was against Tennessee, and he beat
him. He's had a strange NFL career.
Yeah, he sure has. Like, yeah. But, boy, he's got an arm. He just thinks his arm can, I think, do anything. You know, that's the problem. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll come back. I'll talk about another big – I've been at two games, UT and Vandy. One bad for Vandy, one real good for Vandy. I'll tell about that. Then we'll talk about high school football when we come back.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even offer same-day service in most cases. Keep your home or business comfortable year-round. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass. Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. As far as items for your floors, obviously we think about carpets, but it goes a whole lot farther than that.
We're also well known for hardwood, ceramic tile, laminate, custom area rugs. We also do a large amount of commercial business.
Sometimes things that were popular at one time come back again. It looks like shag carpets are popular again.
Shag is definitely popular again.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
This is Jimmy Evans of Evans Auto Exchange. You know, I've been on the radio here for nearly a year now talking to you about my quality cars and trucks. But this message today is for people with bad credit. No matter how bad it is, we can put you in a car or truck with a nice payment that you can easily afford. We're not talking about junkers. We're talking about nice cars and trucks. Bring your bad credit and come on down and see us at Evans Auto Exchange, evansautoexchange.com, 2240 Northwest Broad here in Murfreesboro, right next door to the Harley dealer.
Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford Countyans since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work in.
That's Stacy Potts Orpheus at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands. Just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-662.
The time is now. Potts Auction. The time is now.
Why accept one offer when you can have multiple? From residential, commercial, estates, or farms, the Parks Auction team can handle everything. And a common myth in real estate is that the sale of a home at auction is a sign of distress. That couldn't be further from the truth. Auctions are fast, efficient, and profitable. Visit ParksAuction.com and you'll see why. Also, check out their upcoming auctions there.
Hi, I'm Murfreesboro City Councilwoman Madeline Scales Harris. We should all want to live in a blessed city, full of opportunities, hope, happy families, and friendly people. Join me in doing something in someone's life that's timeless, priceless, effortless, and transmittable. Be an encourager. Smile at someone today. I'm City Councilwoman Madeline Scales Harris, and I hope that this message uplifted and brightened your day.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
A lot of people think that they have to go to the yearbook photographer for their real senior portraits, and you don't.
Alan Loveless has been capturing images of seniors for over 30 years.
You have to go just to get your picture made for the yearbook. And then when you want something nice, where you want to be treated special, and you want lots of beautiful choices, then you can come see us at Loveless.
They're your senior portraits, and you don't have to share your session time with dozens of others. Call 890-1558. Loveless Fine Photography.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
And we're back, and we're already running a little late. We talked a little bit too much in the opener, but I was telling you about this 1977 or 78 game when Tennessee was playing Vanderbilt, and Vanderbilt beat them. Fred Fisher, OMBA boy, came in and threw lights out and beat them, and Whit Taylor's beating them, and then I guess Cutler beat them 1 year, and then the last one was Rogers, wasn't it? Aaron's brother, what's his name? Jordan,
pretty boy.
Yep. Yeah, Jordan.
Yep.
Yeah, he was on the Bachelor, wasn't he? Didn't Jordan Rogers, wasn't he on the Bachelor? Yeah, I thought he was.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now we know what you watch. in sports.
No,
it was
said,
on ESPN.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
And Jordan was on. Yeah. Yeah.
You're DVRing it though, really.
No, I didn't watch it at all. Okay. I just heard all from right. other people that it was on.
Since we're talking a little Vandy, I've got a TOA highlight that kind of goes into this, and Middle Tennessee plays Vandy this week. And as part of this highlight, we want to say congrats to redshirt sophomore quarterback, and that is Brent Stockstill. He brought out the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders last week, completing his first 22 passes of the game, breaking Logan Kilgore's 2011 record of 19. He was 30 of 36, 329 yards, 5 scores, and 1 interception in the first half.
That's pretty good numbers.
Didn't play in the second half, did he?
No, yeah. No. Yeah. So he is our TOA highlight tonight, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. And last year, 17-13, Vanderbilt comes from behind in the fourth quarter. They were down 2 scores, I think. Comes from behind to win that ball game. And what are your thoughts on this one? Commodore fan,
he will not tip his hand, I'm sure.
I'll be honest, I feel like Middle will win this game.
I think they'll score a bunch of points.
Yeah, I just don't think offensively Vanderbilt's got enough answers. You know, they're going to give it to Webb, the running back, and I think MTSU can shut them down, and Vanderbilt's not showing me anything to indicate to me that they can pass the ball. So
we talked about, you know, off air, that Vanderbilt's going to scoot up on Stockstill making, but I think he can throw a couple quick passes, then he'll catch him over the top. You watch. They'll keep scooting
in. Well, he's a year mature. He's a year more mature. I mean, I just
– listen to this stat for number 9. I this is just amazing. He has 9 300-yard passing games in his career, which is last year and now last week. 6 of his last 7 games, he's thrown for 300 or more yards in a game. And that was just in one half. But, I mean, this goes back to last year and Conference USA play, and so he's been consistent. 300 yards of offense in a game passing the ball.
Well, say he stays 2 more years after this one. You know, he's a red shirt, right. and he's a little older.
And a gray shirt.
He's a little older, but
He's a third year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in his third year.
So he would probably set all of MTSU's passing records if he continues this pace, wouldn't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
And go down as the greatest quarterback, maybe.
There's
Kelly Holcomb. You know, I know there's Kelly.
He's already shattering some records now. Logan Kilgore was the most recent quarterback.
The offense is geared toward him.
Well, game has changed since then.
Yeah,
I mean,
it has.
You think that direct snap, shotgun, whatever you want to call it, is dominating all records being broke now.
To me the records, and it's kind of ironic that he's in the booth with Chip this year doing color, but Wes Counts, former quarterback,
similar type quarterback,
right, and he was a local boy, went to Oakland, played at Oakland, of course you remember, and
left-handed,
and he was on some Oakland teams that weren't really that good,
right,
but I remember going to Coffee County and having to set up down there while we argued to see which press box we got, and I set up and said, "Whoops, I can't move." But he just had a heck of a game down there. So I think a lot of Wes's records, and he's got a few, may be in jeopardy, which would be okay.
Which, you know, it's regarding whether he stays in the whole four years, and because I'm sure he'll be graduated, you know.
But I watched they had online his pass streak, his completions. He's on the money.
Yeah.
It's not a receiver having to make a catch. The one that broke the streak, the kid dropped. Brent hit him in the hands. I mean, he is on target every pass.
You know, something that's really funny, and we won't play the whole thing, but just kind of talking about him, just listen here for just a second and tell me he doesn't have the coach speak already down. He was has been a part of the press conference here the last few weeks.
You know, first of all, they're very well coached. You know, Coach Mason does an outstanding job, you know, teaching those guys, you know, where to be, how to disguise stuff. They play extremely hard. So, you know, last year was a tough challenge, and it's going to be even more of a challenge this year. So we're looking forward to it.
I mean, he's got the same cadence and everything of his dad. He's got the coach speak down already, and you know, he's just well put together. He's got all the intangibles that I'm excited to see where he goes and what he does here at Middle, and also wherever, whatever the future has for him.
Well, I don't know about his size. You know, he's what is he? Is 6 foot? Is he?
Yeah, probably or maybe a little over that.
Yeah. So it'll be, you know, it might be a tough way to get into the NFL or anything like that. But
we saw Drew Brees sign a new contract yesterday.
That's right.
And yeah,
he's not a big boy.
And there's some 6 foot quarterbacks in the NFL.
But he's smart.
Yeah,
and he's smart, and he can read defenses, and I mean, he's got all those things. He's been with his daddy since he was, you know, born and growing up on the football mm-hmm. field. That's got to be, you know, reading blitzes and those kind of things. That's got to be a big help to him. But of course, look at him in high school. He was that way in high school.
Yeah.
He was pinpoint accurate in high school. I mean, he was ahead of the
and
class.
And he's what they want in those pistol-type quarterbacks. He manages the game.
Yeah.
Makes good, quick decisions and manages the game.
I tell you what I also was pretty impressed with, and that was the running of Itavius Mathers.
Yeah.
They have got some real keys together with Stock still passing the ball and his quarterbacking, even though he's young, and then with Itavius, who – you know, is a senior, but I think he can do a lot of really great things here with the Blue Raiders. Just very explosive in the backfield. Their receiving core is kind of young, but gosh, when you got a guy who can just put it right there in your hands, that helps them too.
Well, it's like you said, Clark, they don't even really have to reach for it. I mean, they've just got to catch it. They don't have to do anything spectacular. Just do something average.
Just run your route.
Right.
Open your hands up and the ball will be there.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I think in that ball game is going to happen is Vanderbilt, he will wear them out. I think he will wear it. It'll be kind of a controlled passing game, and I think the key to Middle is that they can keep the if they can keep the defense on the field, keep putting some points on the board. They got to score some. They can't. I don't know that 17 will do it, but I think 21, 25 points will do it easily.
Yeah, that's a lot of points. I mean, bet they score more than that. I think they can score. That team's built to score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna see soon, but I didn't want to give away too much. Because, you know, Vanderbilt's got a great defense now. I mean, they're
going to throw a lot at Brent Saturday.
They are.
But I think that goes back to what you said, Brent. I think it's where Itavius?
Itavius, yeah.
I think he will be the key when they start blitzing. Can we run some of those quick draws up the middle and slow them down a little bit?
You know, to be – just the redshirt sophomore, and he is so smart that it's almost like you gain another year or two at the quarterback, you know, and to have a senior running back, I just think they've got a lot of the pieces together where they will be able to, against a stingy defense for Vanderbilt, be able to do some things offensively that maybe they couldn't do last year, and they still almost beat them last year.
Well, and a key to that to me, I didn't think the offense played well last year against Vanderbilt at all. I mean, they kept Vanderbilt in the game, and then Vanderbilt, all they had to do was get down and score once. I don't know that that's going to happen this time. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, let's talk about Brian's favorite team, the Tennessee Titans, for a few minutes. Then we'll talk a little high school, because I can tell Luker's starting to kind of fade. So
you're not going to talk about Tim Tebow's Major League Baseball contract?
I'm just glad the Braves didn't sign him. That's all I can say. We'll be right back.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the county school board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. sell you your choice of products, and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Joining us from DirecTV by Intersource, Andy DeGraw, a company that is truly involved in this community.
We have a golf tournament that we host every year that goes to benefit a local charity. We have a strong relationship and a commitment to Rutherford County schools and athletics. We give back around $15,000 a year.
Intersource.
615-815-1800 and online at intersource.tv.
We're with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue with two locations on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial near the VA.
Our pork is smoked about 23 hours. The process takes about that long. We have smoked pulled chicken off of a chicken breast. We have a whole chicken breast, beef, smoked ham, and ribs.
Is your mouth watering yet? I bet it is. And Rick's Barbecue has the cure for your cravings. They have two locations on Warrior Drive and on Memorial Boulevard.
Hi, this is Krista Dugash with Fleet Feet Sports in Murfreesboro. Fleet Feet Sports is committed to enhancing and growing our local running and walking communities and offering educational resources and training opportunities to assist you in achieving your fitness goals. You can check us out now at two locations, Fleet Feet Sports Murfreesboro by Carrabba's, or you can visit us at Fleet Feet Sports Mount Juliet in the New Providence area. And ladies, bra fit matters. Stop by for a professional bra fitting to keep you up and moving. Fleet Feet Sports is locally owned and operated.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity, in spirit, mind, and body. The mission of MTCS is to provide an education based on Christian values and academic excellence in a nurturing environment that will prepare students to become responsible, productive members of the home, church, and community. School spirit takes on a whole new meaning as the Cougars not only excel in the classroom but in the sports arena as a TSSAA member. Become a Cougar. Call and schedule a tour and visit mtcscougars.org.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Teams. On FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
You know, these pigskin picks, boy, people say things, make little comments off air to make you think that you need to go pick somebody else. You got to watch it.
We can't even have a conversation about sports without somebody saying, well, I can't give too much away.
I mean, it's
or
like,
being speculative of a comment.
Well, I just felt like that just came out of the clear blue. I don't know, but it just,
I was just doing a little research today, getting ready for tomorrow night's ball game.
Yeah, I'm sure you have done a lot of reading. You probably need to. You're still in last place. But anyway,
it's not all about the pigskin picks, you know.
No, this show is a wide variety of, you know, topics. Yeah. Let's talk about the Titans.
Thanks for saying.
I would call this probably edgy sports. I mean, it's not only do you get
let's
your
just
sports,
change the title.
Education.
I just tease edgy sports.
Edgy sports.
Yeah. That's one word for it. I'm sure some people out there listening may use other adjectives.
Well, the Titans are going to go and their first is at home against the Vikings, and we'll be picking that game later, but. But
see,
I kind of like the way, Clark mentioned off air about some of the things John Robinson has done, and I think the most telling thing about him is when he cut Beckham, you know, or traded him, and I don't know that he was doing exactly everything he was supposed to be doing and couldn't figure it out, so they shipped him off. But boy, are you surprised that Derrick Henry? Is that his name? Bobby
yes.
Alabama boy.
Alabama
are you surprised at him? I mean, he's a lot quicker than – I mean, he's got a few moves now. He's not just stand up and run, you know. I mean, he's really impressed me.
I like him. I mean, I think he's got those cutback moves where, you know, he can get into the secondary, and he's not going to be the fastest guy on the block, but he's going to get you those hard yards, and he's got those moves inside that kind of spring him free that – you know, a 2 or 3 yard gain turns into, you know, 8, 9, 10 yard gain. And that's something that the Titans have desperately needed.
Well, I'd say the people are going to try to tackle him from the side or behind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because these guys are, they're cognizant of their careers.
Well, and the best
that guy
thing,
hitting you head on is going to be.
The best thing is you've got to respect the run game, which is going to help Marcus in the passing game.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we don't have great receivers, but, I mean, even the one preseason game I went to, they kept creeping up, and we were hitting those 10, 15-yard pass plays because it's one-on-one battles.
And Henry is also a pretty good pass catcher, which is something I think they've lacked in the last few years coming out of the backfield. But you see all the names that were cut, that final cut, that came from everybody that's been drafted before. I mean, they're just on, they're almost gone.
You know how many are left from the previous coach's reign that were drafted last year? 3.
Yeah. I mean,
I think it's what, 10 of the last 30?
Yeah.
Yeah. That tells you a lot right there.
They cleaned house. And I think despite what happens with, coaching and whatnot, I think the general manager was where things needed to be straightened up. And the Titans have had trouble with that for the last number of years, from the last few years of Bud kind of being out there in La La Land to, you know, after his passing, it's been in the family and battles over it. They needed somebody to come in and be the leader, you know, in the front office. And, boy, he's really done a good job, Robinson has.
Well, they talked about, you know, letting McClusters go.
Yeah.
And how much the coach really liked him. Well, we see who got their way. John Robinson.
Yeah.
He cut him. He said, if you, we're going to have the best 53 we can put together.
And Mariani's back, or Mariani, Mark Mariani. I think that's just for punts and kick of special teams, I think.
Well, I mean, he was released, and he was out there, and they liked what he offered, you know. He may bring some leadership to the team.
He's got that toughness, too, that they look for. I mean, he's that tough kid.
Well, you just want somebody that catches the ball.
Yeah.
He'll catch the ball. Now, he may not get a lot of return yards. But he'll catch.
But they were having a problem in that area. That was the one weak spot that they were.
You can't give up turnovers in the NFL like that.
No, I mean,
one thing that I've noticed, that there's more excitement. I mean, there's always excitement with a new season and to see what it brings. But this year, it's different. I mean, it goes back to what we experienced, you know, mid to late Jeff Fisher years. I think people are really excited about this team, and if they can get off to, you know, 2-3-0 start, maybe possibly 4-0 start here, you know, that could really energize the fan base a lot. And they've got a chance. Well, their schedule is they host the Vikings, they're at Detroit, and then they will host or travel to Oakland to take on the Raiders. No, they host the Raiders, and then they go to Houston to take on the Texans. So, I mean, 3 or 4 of those games right there, I mean, I think they're all pretty winnable games.
Well, we'll find out. I mean, that's for sure. But what they need is to get to that 3-1 start, get 2 or 3 wins early, quick, you know.
Yeah.
Because in the past, they've won the first game, then they just go into this long, deep. I just can't see that happening with their offense, with that running game. I still go back to the running game with Murray and Henry, and that offensive line has done the job, really. I mean,
he picked up another offensive lineman today for some reason.
Yeah. I think he wants depth there. I think he really wants to make sure that Mariota.
Listen at their schedule, though, and tell me if you don't think that there's some winnable games here. Vikings, Lions, Raiders, Texans, Dolphins, Browns. That's before they play the Colts late October.
Well, I feel better about Minnesota with Bridgewater out.
Yes.
I mean, I do feel better about that. Detroit, you never know. They've got some quality players, but they just, I don't know, for some reason, they just don't win.
It's not Thanksgiving. You never know what you're going to get.
Now, their last six are Colts, Jags, Chargers, Packers, Colts, Bears.
Ouch.
So you better make some hay early. And that's what I'm saying. The way their schedule is kind of put together, they have the chance to build quite a bit of excitement here, I think, before they get into that tough part of the season. And then you never know. You might sneak up and beat somebody you shouldn't.
Yeah, they're predicted to go 6-10. I think I'm hoping it's 8-8. The 6-10 will be better than what it was last year.
8-8 could win the division.
Yeah, that's right. And Texas doesn't just bowl me over with this excitement. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are a little scarier because they've got all that good draft. They had a great draft. So
is this Mariota's third year?
No,
second.
Is it just a second? Mm-hmm. Is it okay? Maybe he didn't develop any bad habits of losing really bad then just last year.
He's the Dansby Swanson of the NFL.
I think he's just so happy that he's got people in there that will keep him from being clobbered every time the ball is snapped to him. That was the biggest thing that they had to protect that guy. Otherwise, he was going to get killed.
Yeah. Well, did you see where the backup got cut for San Diego? Who was the backup last year? I can't think of his name. LSU boy.
Oh, yeah, but he went to
went to the Chargers, and they cut him.
Right, and now he's with did he go to the Steelers?
I think
Steelers
maybe.
Picked him up.
Something like that.
Mettenberger.
Yeah, Mettenberger.
Oh, he was the former Titan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got to get that quicker release, man. He's just got to, find a receiver. He's got an arm, but he's too slow getting it out of his hands.
Boy, the quarterbacks in the league, it's rough business out there. The Cowboys are in tough shape with Romo going down, and Minnesota
again.
The Browns.
Again.
I mean, he's always got something going on, but there just aren't enough quality quarterbacks in the league, mm-hmm. and you've got guys like Mettenberger who are making a living on that.
Well, I like that Prescott kid from Mississippi State that's going to quarterback for Dallas. He's mobile. Got a pretty good arm. Looks like I noticed it in one of those preseason games. He hit the secondary receiver, so that's always
big. Can run the ball too.
I don't know. I like their chances.
They don't.
He's got a good offensive line, and that's another thing. And a couple of good running backs, so that helps his chances a little bit. It's kind of the same deal that Marcus Mariota's in. He's got an offensive line now, and he's got some running backs.
I'm
and
more again, worried about the defense for the Titans.
Yeah,
after watching
me too.
Them a couple of times.
Yeah, me too.
Couldn't stop anybody.
That's going to be a big question coming up in only about 15 minutes. Sure is. I'm going to change gears now.
Where did Billy Volek ever wind up, by the way, speaking of the Chargers?
Went to the Chargers, and that's the last I heard of him. I don't know where he is now.
I think he may be done.
I think he's retired.
2000, yeah, that was late 2000s.
Mike Fisher, new captain of the Predators. How's that for throwing another loop in here with hockey? But let's don't go there.
Yeah.
Let's don't go there. I've about to stretch you as far as I can stretch you.
Basically, we've stretched our knowledge of hockey to Mike Fisher's
Steve
captain.
Luker broke out in a cold sweat when you mentioned hockey.
Well, go to break, yes, good singer. Before we go to break, I want to talk a little bit about what the week was in last week in high school football, and then we'll kind of lead that up to our sports. Do we need to take a break, Brian? Can we talk a little bit longer?
Let's take a break and come back and do a high school segment.
The week that was in high school football coming up on IDST's Primetime Sports.
John Dinkins here for Beeman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat on South Church Street. I've been a happy customer for over a decade and have purchased several vehicles from Beeman. In fact, I'm driving a Ram 1500 pickup and I love it. The sales team is very knowledgeable. And another great thing, they take care of me when I need service and I can even get an express oil change with no appointment needed. Visit Beeman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat on South Church Street for the best selection of new and used cars in Murfreesboro. View their inventory at BeemanDCJR.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent. 896-2013.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Trying to stretch your paycheck a little further than last sometimes means cutting costs. Why not start with a discount double check? I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and I can help make sure you're getting the car insurance discounts you deserve. Give me a call today at 893-9898.
All right, listen up. You've had a good practice. We can't let up now.
This is the game that counts. We're coming off a trip to the state finals.
I'm not about to let this streak end here.
And when we win,
we're going to have Sir Pizza waiting for us in the locker room.
Now get up there and finish strong.
Yeah!
Going. Feels that way.
You shouldn't have mentioned Sir Pizza.
Get your game face on and head over to Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom. Go Square Slices!
You've heard people say, you know your work by your name. But there's no better name for residential and business concrete work than Dan France Concrete. From basic slabs to decorative stamping, for your next concrete project, call Dan France Concrete, 615-642-5152.
This is Dan with Dan France Concrete, wishing all Rufford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Trust me, Dan is committed to the community and will offer you a great product. He'll stand behind his work and make sure you're satisfied with every aspect of the work. Dan France Concrete.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard.
You'll find a wide selection of jewelry and gifts at J. Mullins Jewelry.
Something for everybody, a gift for the guy that's 15 years old that needs to buy something for his girlfriend, but also I want to have that really, really nice present for a 50th anniversary.
J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. On West Northfield Boulevard in the shopping center behind Capital Bank.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, let the Ream Pro professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ream Pro partner, heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Behold, Little Caesar's deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese.
But where did they put it?
In the crust.
Yes, they added over 3.5 feet of cheese right in the crust.
Cheesy crust, cheesy crust, they put it in the crust.
It makes something great even better.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
With the cheese in the crust.
Pizza, pizza.
Get your cheesy stuffed crust pizza now at Little Caesar's on Memorial, Rutherford Boulevard, and Franklin Road.
Pizza, pizza.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Teams on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
And we're back. Going to talk a little high school football with you, Steve and Clark and Brian. And we had some games. I guess the WGNS game was probably the best game in town. Riverdale and Blackman won by Blackman. That was a tough game and a hard game.
That was
a
really good football game. It really was. Both sides have, you know, really good players.
Yeah,
I was impressed.
It's kind of a shame they had to play so early, you know, in the year. But Blackman came through, had 26 yards, I think, in the second half offensively, and still held on and won the game with their defense.
Yeah, it was two different halves. I mean, you know, a lot of offense.
They
kind of
reminded me of the old Blackman defense. So, you know, I mean, that's the way they play. They bend and break. You know, all those Luker. Remember those Luker kids?
All
they had?
The Luker kids. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. One's a sheriff deputy. No, what does he do?
He's a game warden.
He's here tonight.
Yeah, he's a wildlife tonight. Officer.
Wildlife.
My bodyguard.
Well, that's a very good commendable job.
Yeah,
to have.
It is. Yeah. We're proud of him.
And you know, he's been around a lot of wildlife. You fish.
I used to make him go fishing these little, you know, and they play with the minnows.
Did they ever really just not want to go?
No, they always wanted to go.
Always wanted to go.
Always wanted to go.
So both boys are fishermen.
Three. Two are, one's not.
Yeah.
They never complained about getting up at the crack of dawn.
Never did. And would stay all you wanted.
Well, now, what do you take on a fishing trip real quick? You take sardines and crackers.
Where's Mike Lawrence when you need him?
Yeah. Take sardines and crackers.
Usually potted meat and crackers.
Yeah,
and
potted meat.
A bottle of hot sauce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if good Sam's lunch, with us, it's the industrial 50 pack of fudge rounds, and then they have a fight over them. I'm not lying.
You mean the little Debbie fudge round things?
Yeah, he'll eat 30 of them and fight you for another one. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Potted meat and crackers and fudge rounds.
And fudge rounds, yeah.
And RC Cola.
RC Cola.
Yeah.
And Pringles is it's the staple of the potato chip on a boat because it goes in that little tube. You know?
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It doesn't get wet.
It doesn't get wet. It's awesome.
And it floats if it drops out of the boat. You can just pick it up. Yeah.
So do you have your own boat?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's a fishing boat.
Good to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a fishing ski. It's a fishing boat.
No. It's just a regular old fishing boat.
And where do y'all go?
We fish Priest, man.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
you're pretty close.
Well, Priest is there. a great lake. It really is. It's a really unbelievable lake. Crappie, bass, everything. I mean, it's for being as much pressure as it gets, it's really good lake.
Do you find a little place that you go? Like, do you have your own little special lucre place? You know, where you just like in a little cove somewhere.
Basically,
you can't give it away. I know.
Right.
But.
Well. Mudcat and I fished about 2 weeks ago, and I had to blindfold him.
What is Mudcat like? Mudcat, does he like potted meat, too? Or?
Yeah, he'll eat potted meat.
Okay,
all right. But I had to blindfold him when I took him out there, and I didn't want him to see exactly where we were.
Well, this fishing report brought to you by... we could get a sponsor for this. It's pretty good stuff.
Okay. You'd be surprised. There's a lot of people probably listening right now.
They're talking about fishing.
Finally talking about fishing.
Yeah, good stuff.
Fishing, hockey.
Yeah.
Got all tonight.
Yeah. Where were we? Okay, we're talking about Blackman and their win. And that was a big win for Blackman's program, though, for this year.
It was. And I tell you, it was not a final – I mean, it was not finalized till that last drive, really, that Riverdale had. And they had that penalty. It backed them up right there. Before the field goal, that could have changed things, but they converted on a long, I forget, it was like third down or fourth down. It was a long conversion. But.
Yeah, I think the penalty is maybe what helped Blackman win that ball game.
I think so. But, I think so. But the Riverdale, their demeanor was a little bit different. Did y'all feel that way, too, that they had a little bit more confidence?
Mm-hmm.
Kids played hard. You saw, they were – it was different. It was a different
team. The stadium
was
rocking too. Yeah. I mean, like the old days. You know, it was a big crowd.
I think the challenge for Will Kreisky is going to be to maintain that because they've got a tough game at Hillsboro this week. You know, and losing two going into that game, how do you keep that excitement going? And because you're going to need that down the stretch here to win some of these region games that are going to be tough.
And you do. And I watched Coach Kreisky a little bit on the sideline. I mean, he's with the players. I mean, he's all – he's not just on the sideline. He's really talking to kids. He's talking to coaches. I mean, I think he's got a – He's got a good demeanor on the field. I really do.
Yeah, part of another thing for Blackman, Master Teague missed the whole second half. There were a bit of concussion-like symptoms he was experiencing and may or may not play tomorrow night. Don't really know, but that really has an effect on their running game.
It does. I doubt he plays. I mean, I'm just
– I would doubt it, too.
I mean, just because it's a
non-district
game. It really is.
And Smyrna, go ahead, Brian. Sorry.
Speaking of Smyrna, I want to add this here. John Turner, in three games, 24 of 29, 607 yards, 8 touchdowns, no interceptions, averaging more than 25 yards per completion. Stats in three games.
Pretty impressive. he's just not dunking it over somewhere. He's throwing it down the field. And your thoughts on Smyrna? They've got a tough game. Independence is this week, so your all's thoughts on Smyrna?
Well, obviously, they've been playing well, better than I actually thought they would to start the year. So, but yeah, Independence that's a tough.
It's just a little old 5A team.
Just a little old, pretty good 5A team.
You know, we have seen the gap between 5A and 6A kind of close a little
bit.
It's
closed, yeah.
You know, especially here in Middle Tennessee because they're really, really good 5A teams. You know, and So that makes some of those matchups pretty interesting. And that's kind of the problem. Rutherford and Williamson County, that's a great rivalry with two growing, fast-growing communities. But the problem is going to be we're going to have all 6A teams, and they're going to have all 5A teams over there. And so are they going to be willing to play each other? I think you can have some great non-region matchups and maybe make that Middle Tennessee Football Classic something really special, but the different classifications, I don't know if that complicates it or not.
That would be fun. Independence has been good for a while.
Yeah, they have.
I mean, they've won a bunch of big ball games, or at least been in them. So, coming off a state championship, I mean, what was the score last year in that state championship game? It wasn't even close.
Not even close.
Yeah, not even close. But I'm sure they lost some players, and it looks like Smyrna's back in their groove. So,
I did want to, while we're looking at some of these teams, Middle Tennessee Christian School is trying to avenge a loss that really kept them out of the playoffs last year with Monterey, and they've got them here this year and not on the turf at Tech. So that'll be an interesting test for them as they try to go 4-0.
They've surprised me all year, haven't they all?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, Monterey's 0-3, but looking at their schedule, they've played some pretty tough competition.
Nashville Christian's in there.
Well, they've already played Nashville Christian and got beat last week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 55-7. Nashville Christian just clobbered them.
Yeah. I mean, but they are Nashville Christian.
They are Nashville Christian.
We go on down the line, I guess.
Oakland Seagull. Yeah. You got Laverne Columbia. Laverne and Stewart's Creek got much-needed wins last week to set up this week's Laverne Stewart's Creek game at Stewart's Creek, which is a huge region game.
Well, who are you picking on that one, John?
Well, we're not time for the picks yet.
Oh.
But do you say the loser's out? The playoffs?
I don't think so. I think
it's a shame to say this early in the year that's actually a scenario even lining up.
Well, that's even like, with talking about Riverdale and Blackman, that gave Blackman the upper hand. They pretty much solidified third, I believe, already. And then depending on that Smyrna-Blackman game, who's going to get second?
I mean, right. I mean, it's a key game. Let's put it that way. I mean, it's a big one.
I think in this, you've got Independence, and I thought maybe Laverne and Stewart's Creek had a chance to be there with Independence. But I think they may be the clear number one. Then you've got 2, 3, and 4. So you've got three more spots. Summit.
Hoops is playing really well this year.
Killed Shelbyville last
70
week.
70
They scored 70.
They're a player in this. You've got Columbia, which got walloped, and I don't think they're in the playoff hunt.
No, they're not.
You've got Lincoln County. I don't think they're in the playoff hunt. They just got decimated by, I think it was Independence, wasn't it? Some Williamson County team. Maybe it was Cane Ridge. I can't remember. And Shelbyville got beat. So I think you take Franklin County, Lincoln County, Shelbyville. Franklin County got beat by Stewart's Creek. They can't move the football. They're not going to be. So you've really got Independence, Laverne, Stewart's Creek, and Summit. I think those are going to be your four playoff teams in some order.
Yeah, that's a possibility. And that probably sounds about right now.
I don't know what that order is going to be. And Friday night, tomorrow night, will help determine, and that could be the difference in an away game or a home game in the playoffs. But
they were just trying to get my pick out. I don't know why. I'm in third place, but
Active military get in free to that game tomorrow night.
That's right.
By the way,
that's right. That should be a great crowd. I mean, that should be a real good crowd tomorrow night. We'll take a break, and when we come back, I guess we're getting close to those pigskin pick times, fellas. Better get that beanie cap on and start thinking who's going to be the winner tonight. We continue with IDST's Primetime Sports.
This is Krista Dugash, owner of Fleet Feet Sports. At Fleet Feet Sports, you will find a welcoming environment where fitness enthusiasts of all abilities receive unparalleled service and support. The educators at Fleet Feet Sports will work with you to evaluate your foot's gait and natural biomechanics to help you select a shoe that offers the best fit and function for you. You can check us out now at two locations, Fleet Feet Sports Murfreesboro by Carrabba's, or you can visit us at Fleet Feet Sports Mount Juliet in the New Providence area.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
We fulfill all your tax preparation needs, from individual returns to corporations, and handle any of those scary letters you may get from the IRS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Whether you're a student, alumni, or just a fan, Raider Tees has exactly what you need to help you cheer on the Blue Raiders on game days and every moment in between. We sell officially licensed Blue Raider gear, whether it's clothing, hats, flags, chairs, or just whatever. We have it all, including exclusive gear you won't find anywhere else. Like us on Facebook for updates on new Blue Raider gear and special prices or discounts. For all your Blue Raider gear, shop Raider Tees today. Bigger, better, and go Blue!
Many Murfreesboro residents may not realize that Murfreesboro Electric Department's history goes back to 1939, when the city's people pulled together to form their own electric utility as part of the New Deal and the creation of the TVA. This is Amy Byers with Murfreesboro Electric Department, serving our friends and neighbors around the clock to bring you reliable electric service and the quickest response time possible.
Murfreesboro Electric, my hometown power.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
This is Dr. David Hopkins. In 1992, I established Northfield Medical Clinic, and this is how I developed a winning team.
On offense, complete preventative exams, including Medicare and Women's Health. On defense, Northfield Medical will shut down your illness today. And special teams, referrals to Middle Tennessee's top specialists are quickly arranged for you.
Northfield Medical is open 6 days a week at 234 West Northfield, right in front of Domino's.
Walk-ins welcome, or call for an appointment, 895-6995.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees, on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com, and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Welcome back, Primetime Sports, and it is time for Pigskin Picks.
Well, here is your Pigskin Pick report from the past week, and an update on your season standings. Last week was a good week for the crew. 8-2 for Clark Blair, Steve Luker, and John Dinkins. I was 7-3.
But gambling. You went out on the limb a little.
I did a little, and that's what I get for doing that, apparently.
You need to go into your prevent defense tonight.
Well, here's the problem.
Yeah, better to a cave.
Here's the problem. The Titans are fixing the end of the picture.
Let's get ready to mess everybody
up. He's either going to have a great year and come back. He was a multi-champion for like 4 years in a row, and he's fallen on hard times. Yeah. He's rebuilding.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. But 17-7 is the record for Steve and Clark. So they are the co-leaders right now as we go into week four.
So they will alternate.
That's right. John, you will pick third, one game back at 16-8, and I'm at 15-9, just two games out.
That's great. You're doing great.
Lead. And I think it's only fair that the defending champion, Clark Blair, kind of start us off. So we'll go Clark and then Steve and Clark and Steve and Clark and Steve.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
You know,
yeah.
Right down the road, the line here. The first game that we'll be picking is Shades Valley, Alabama at Blackman.
Shades Valley. Going on the limb early.
I'm going with Blackman.
Oh, boy, these are quick. You're just firing it up.
I didn't even have a chance to even think.
And so you have two different opinions on a game where you have to pick one of the two there, John.
The only thing about, I hate picking teams I've never seen at all.
We did that on purpose. We're just going to alternate. Whatever I said, he's going to say the opposite because we wanted to see what you would do.
Well, Clark, I'm going to be a homer. I'm going to go with Blackman, and I
don't
understand.
Blame me.
Yeah, no, I won't this time.
Joe Burns.
Yeah.
Well, that leaves me in quite the quandary. I'm going to go with the Blackman Blaze.
Ooh. This is the week, Clark. This is when you take over.
The Seagull Stars travel to Wilson Central, who are now state ranked. Wilson Central and the Wildcats. This is Steve Lukers to pick first.
I'll go with Wilson Central.
Clark, what about you?
Although we were all offered stakes to pick Seagull, I'm going with Wilson Central.
Really?
Sorry, Larry.
Really? I don't recall that, Clark. Was that today?
That meeting today.
Was that today?
Hey, today.
I'll buy it for you.
Well, you know, if I'm going down, I might as well be dead. I'm going with Wilson Central.
But you know, I hope
I do
Seagull,
too. I hope
they get that. You know,
I know
that win. They need a win.
Yeah,
they need a win.
They've got Wilson's got a good offense.
No, Wilson's a pretty good. They've been a pretty good football team the last 2 years. I mean, yeah. they're on a streak.
Wilson Central for me as well. Riverdale is at Hillsboro. Clark, you picked this one first.
Hillsboro.
Steve.
I know. I've thought about this one because I've watched them play Oakland. They're pretty athletic. Oakland was just bigger and stronger and probably more athletic.
And this is there.
At Hillsboro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going with Hillsboro.
All right. John?
Me too. I hope Riverdale wins.
Me for.
I do too.
Ditto those remarks. Independence is at Smyrna, Battle of Undefeateds, and Steve Luker will lead this one off.
I made my mind up before I came now. I'm going with Smyrna. I think it's going to, I think, what do you think, John?
I have written.
Oh, wait. I go third.
Okay. I have written mine down already as well.
Yeah.
Clark?
Is that legal? Oh, yeah, okay. I guess you can do whenever you want to.
Well.
I'm going to go Independence.
Well, that leaves John in quite the pickle again.
No pickle at all. Smyrna Bulldogs.
I think the Bulldogs have got this one.
Oh, this is two picks now that Clark has gone out there by himself.
By myself.
This either can be the week like he had last year where he just wipes us out, or he's in last place.
I mean, or he's back there with me. Hey, the view from behind here is not good, by the way. Laverne is at Stewart's Creek to take on the Red Hawks, and this is Clark's to pick first.
Going with Laverne.
Laverne.
I, too, am going with Laverne.
Wolverines. Glad y'all said that.
You feel better about it
now? I already had it in my head, yeah.
I thought we were going to go opposite, man. What happened?
I know.
That's where I'm going. Well, he saw a place to make some inroads now, going with Laverne myself.
Yeah, you changed my strategy completely, Clark. You did it for me, you know.
Eagleville is at Loretto, and this is Steve's to pick first.
I'm going with Eagleville. It's their week.
All right. Clark?
I wish it would be, but I'm going to stick with Loretto at home.
I'm going with the Eagles.
You're going with the Eagles?
I am.
So am I.
Oh, Clark.
Clark Blair with he's three.
He could go three up on
hey,
us.
Hey, he's sure exactly could. Right.
He could
wrap this up in just 1 week right here.
Monterey is at Middle Tennessee Christian School. Clark, what say you?
I have picked against Middle Tennessee Christian every week, but I will not do it this week, even being from Monterey for 1 year.
So he goes Cougars. What about you?
I'm sorry, MTCS. I'm going with MTCS. I should have never picked them to lose the first
But you know
three.
What? They're probably sitting at home going, don't pick us, don't pick us. We're 3-0. I'm going with the Cougars.
As well, we'll go with Middle Tennessee Christian. To the college ranks, Middle Tennessee is at Vanderbilt, and this is Steve's to pick first.
Middle Tennessee.
What about you, Clark?
Go Blue Raiders.
Middle Tennessee. Sorry, Vandy.
Did I hear that right?
Yeah, I know.
Big blue for me. Tennessee versus Virginia Tech in Bristol. Mm. Clark,
Tennessee Blair. Will play much better Saturday.
Tennessee for me, too.
Well, they play well enough to win against Virginia Tech, John.
I'm going with Jimmy Johnson or Jeff Gordon. I'm not really sure. Oh, football. UT.
UT for me. Minnesota at the Titans to open up the NFL season. Steve?
Don't fall into the trap, Steve.
I'm going with Minnesota.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. What about you, Clark?
Going Titans.
John?
They have ruined many of my championship climbs.
Yes, they
the
have.
Tennessee Titans. But, you know, I just love Marcus. I just love him. I'm going with him.
You know what?
I fell into the trap, Luker.
Last year, you know, you remember me saying that I was never going to pick them ever, ever again.
Yeah. And you're continuing that.
No, I'm going to pick them.
It's a new season.
Oh, they're dead.
So we'll see what happens. I'm going with the Titans.
I'm just shocked at Clark Blair in the leader's position.
Well, let's see.
And that's what makes him such a great champion, though, because he just goes with his gut and goes.
He went out on three games there that we all picked opposite. So
we need at least. Well, we need to at least get one of those games. We can't get him. He goes out by three or four. It's over.
Well, he could go out by three games
because you start doing those district games, those region games. You don't have, you know, you kind of know, you know, it's kind of scary.
You got to go out every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. See, and he's not even nervous.
I should have.
He's not even nervous.
I've been disappointed my first couple weeks.
Yeah. Well, all of us went with the MTCS Cougars, and we apologize, Coach Shambaugh, that we've just put a hex on you. I hope not. I love Joseph Peck, though. I really love his quarterback. I really like the way they're playing. Okay, there are your picks, and that's going to do it for Thursday night. We went over a little bit. Brian, do you need us to talk a little more, stretch it out a little or something? Or?
I can handle whatever you throw my way.
Of course you can. Well, for Clark Blair, Steve Luker, Brian Barrett, John Dingens, hope you enjoy all the football coming up this weekend, and we'll see you back here next Thursday here on Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees.
Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro.